When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life. But when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
And I'm over it.
And we are at day two.
Technically day three, just day two for us.
Day two for us of LeakyCon. We're actually coming to you from the Seaport Convention Center, correct?
Yeah. World Trade Center.
World Trade Center something.
Yes, it's the Seaport World Trade Convention Center.
That is a long name.
That's a long name. That's but long like name. We're here right now. Like right now.
Right now.
LeakyCon's right going on right behind us.
So we have found
and in front of us.
All around us.
And to the left of us.
All right. Goodness.
And to the right. I mean there's no more directions.
Are you done?
We're done now.
Are you done?
Yeah. Diagonal. Okay. Backwards. Up. Below.
Down.
I too am over it.
Inside.
No. We have found a cozy little nook at the convention center. And we're just going to talk about our experience so far here.
Sure.
So what did we do yesterday? It was like
what did we do?
Jam stinking packed.
Yesterday was a long day because I left with Katie first to come over here to the convention center to pick up our press passes.
That's right. That did happen.
Oh my and god, then, that was yesterday.
Right. And then
oh my wizard god.
And then we met because we scheduled a meetup for our listeners.
That was yesterday. Why does that feel like last week?
Literally.
Right?
And that was fun because we also discovered that the place we chose was closed. So
yeah.
My question is, what kind of coffee place closes on a Saturday and a Sunday?
Yeah,
Saturday.
Yeah, I didn't want to stop you, but yeah.
No, I mean, I guess I get it because this is like a downtown area, and how busy is it?
It's bananas.
But I mean, it's busy this weekend because of LeakyCon, but
right,
they mostly are going to sell to the office workers. So like, I get it, but at the same time, it's like, what the heck?
Did you peek inside the door to see actually how large it was?
It was very tiny.
No seating, I don't think.
No seating.
Oh, really? So it worked out in our favor anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, good.
We didn't get to go see Paul Revere's house either. So there's that.
Yeah. We'll just have to come back to Boston sometime.
1,000%.
I enjoyed our meetup so much.
Yes. It was such a good time seeing all the people that came out. I got to meet Tracy, who I've known online for like a few years now, actually. I got to meet her for the first time. It was awesome. And then I got to meet everybody else for the first time. But like,
and there were multiple people that have been to previous meetups that we got to see again.
Right.
So that was a lot of fun.
It was awesome.
It was very cool.
It was a bigger turnout than I was expecting.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I think we thought only 11 people were coming. I'm not sure how many actually showed up. We have to count in the picture, but like, I don't know. It's just a great time.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Yeah.
Oh, and they had like a pumpkin chai drink that me and Meg tried.
So
it was
good.
really good.
I also took a sip. Yeah. We moved from where we were standing to like a little bit more of an open area.
Uh-huh.
And I had one of them in my hand and I was like, is this Megan's drink or Katie's drink? They were like, it's Megan's. And I immediately took a sip because I know how Katie is. I was like, ooh. And I love a good chai tea. I love a good chai latte. Like, that's something I really enjoy. It's a very much for me, like a fall, Christmassy winter drink. It's very,
You know, I don't think I've ever had one of my own.
It's what? I genuinely very much enjoy it a lot.
I don't even know really, like, when I've had a sip. I could not tell you what it tastes
so
like.
It's like spicy.
Yes.
And holiday-y, yummy Coke.
It's so, it's just,
there's only
it's so
Pepsi
good.
Here, Katie.
And me a beverage.
There are days when like I can't drink hot chocolate. So there are days when I want not like a hot drink and I don't want coffee. So like I'm a tea drinker all year round, but I only drink hot tea when it's cold out. So I've started drinking my hot teas now, but that's one that's just so holiday. And I really, it was very good.
One
it was very good.
Would I like it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think you would.
Okay.
Okay. Sometimes, like, it's usually made a little sweet, but it's nothing like I would hate because I put honey in my tea anyways, especially when I make hot tea.
Mm.
Only when I make hot tea, I don't put anything in my unsweetened, but in my like iced tea.
Gotcha.
But it's very good, and that one was genuine. And I'm not a pumpkin person; it was very good.
Yeah. What did we do after that? So after that,
we had to go to our panel.
We went to our panel.
We came over to. So there's like two sides to the Trade Center here. And
well, that one's the hotel. So the whole area, this is the Seaport District.
And it's connected.
Yeah. So there's kind of, it's like a walkway.
Yeah.
But it's like open to air.
I told Meg, I was like, wait, we just went inside. We're outside, but we're in the same building. Right. But then we're going to go inside again.
Yes. It's a weird setup, but it's nice.
And so... What was I going to say? Oh, we went to the panel. And I will say we had a great discussion. We were there with Hogwarts Radio, which is Terrence, Gretchen, and Bailey.
Yes.
And then we had Eric.
And shout out to Luke, who was in the audience, not on stage, but
and then
also
they had another. They had like a couple of people in the audience that were like them. Like, and hopefully we're going to... And he came up to us yesterday night. He was like, he's like, I wanted to do an episode with you a year ago, and I emailed you. And it was like... And then I'm like... What you did? Like we would have jumped on it.
I was like,
but
what was going on?
Literally, Tiffany was giving birth, so it was just bad timing on like our part to be able to like, we'll do it. Like we genuinely wanted to. It was just like,
so it's gonna happen now.
Like let's message and like figure it out. So now we're totally gonna do it. But
that's such an understanding, sweetheart.
That's been like my favorite thing is all the networking we've been able to do and like actually meet in person all these people that
we
communicated with
and we've
recorded
with. And I had a great. We talked about Credence and Eric from. Was it Eric?
MuggleCast Eric,
on with us as well. And I came up with a great theory, like, on the spot while we were recording or, like, talking about it, about Credence and... Because we know that Dumbledore and Grindelwald have that blood pact. And I was like, what if that's how they destroy it? Is Credence destroys
And that's why, like, we just know nothing else of Credence in the books because he gets destroyed while destroying the blood pact.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, I really, really like that theory. It's sad, but I really like
it.
It's
sad. Yeah. I don't think he's going to make it through the series.
No,
I don't think so either.
I think he's going to be kind of written out.
If I'm being 1,000% honest, I think that I would be let down a little bit if he survived. And I know it's like a harsh thing to say.
It is a little bit.
But at the end of the day,
I get it.
The characters that you start with, like the main characters, like they can't all make it through, right?
Well,
so especially with Joe.
Like realistically, you can't always have a happy ending. Like that's
correct.
Not life. Yeah. It's not realistic.
Right.
Then what else did we do?
So after our panel, we had a little bit of a break. Did we eat then?
I don't remember.
No, we walked around. No, we walked around.
We walked and looked at. We looked at merch. Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So we looked at a bunch of merch. And
oh my gosh, the selection.
There are some really talented creators Shnikes. Here.
Oh my. So like Katie
favorite
and
piece
I,
of merch.
Oddment and Tweak pins.
On me right now or. People.
I mean, I also like those other pins, and I can't remember.
I love all the pins. The pins from all of them.
I'm going to buy more.
Sunset Road Co.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. They did this thing you could either buy a pin for $10, like they have OWL pins with the grades on them, or you could pay $5 and go and get like not a, it's in a cauldron, so you pick one out.
But you can't look.
And it was so funny because they're like, honestly, they were like, most of the Ravenclaws refused to do it because they don't want. And then I was like, I'm going to do it. And then I was like, oh, no. I'm like, what if I don't get a good
what
grade?
What if
I'm
I
like,
get trolled?
And I was like, I don't know if I want to do it. And I was like, no, Sarah, you're doing
so
it.
So we all did it. And
yes. Who went first? Megan?
Yeah, Mega. I got dreadful.
Megan got dreadful. I went next and I got exceeds expectations.
I went third because third or nothing. It's my second house.
Should have been Katie.
It's my second house.
It's my second house.
And I got acceptable, which I was like, oh, that's acceptable to me.
Oh my gosh. You could see her face. I literally just had an idea for a merch idea. It's my second house, and then whatever the second house is on it.
Oh, that's a good. They like that.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And then Katie went fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're like, it's a true like, you puff, gotta unfortunately.
Do it. Right. They're like, you gotta do it. So I was like, all right. And I got dreadful, so I matched Meg.
Yeah, we're in
I
the kinda, same boat.
I kind of wanted troll just because, like...
Right, it would have been so hilarious to get troll.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I'm a titch above the troll.
I like... I got accepted, and I was like, all right. I'm like, I'm okay with this. This is acceptable to me. I like it. All right.
I really Sarah wanted like outstanding. Relieved. I'm not going to lie.
I'll take Gryffindor.
I'll take an E, though.
And then I got another pin from Oddment yep. and Tweak. And it's a little party porg. And I shout freaking love guys. It. It's so cute. They
I didn't tell you, Tiffany. I also got Rainbow Dumbledore.
No, I saw it. So yeah, I got
they
so
have chocolate frog pins.
That's what I love about this place. Yeah. There's so much... So much
creativity.
Yeah, and like embracing.
Just great ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like embraced like a lot of the, I don't know, it's super cool.
It's very inclusive.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the, it's such a safe space.
It is.
Yeah.
Everybody's so nice.
Going off topic just for a second, I keep thinking like if we ever did panel at, you know, not a leaky kind of one, I'm like, I wonder how well received like four women would be like on a podcast.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
As opposed to like here, like, everyone likes to talk about things like that aren't you know what I mean, like aren't the norm of like just having men or just having like all straight people, you know what I mean? It's just I like that we're not super different, but does it make sense?
I get what you're saying. A little bit of a diverse panel. So from Oddment and Tweak, I got a Nimbus 2000. It literally says Nimbus 2000 on the handle. It is so tiny.
The detail.
Adorable.
Mm-hmm. The detail.
And then Sarah and I got like the 3-pack. So she got her party pork and then I got two. So I got the Nimbus 2000 and then I got the, they call them the Pride Dumbledore Chocolate Frog card. And it is beautiful and I love it very, very much.
I got the same one.
And then I got... That's all I got from them. I only got two pins. Three pins. I'm surprised.
I got the little potion set for Katie and I. So it came with a little Polyjuice potion, Felix Felicius, and
Amortentia.
And then...
Did you get more than that?
I got Granger Dentistry.
Oh, yeah.
The Granger Dentistry one.
I like that a lot.
And then they had a little...
It was like you put quarters in a quarter machine. Yeah,
yeah. And it was a mystery. You paid a certain amount. It was like called Trelawney's
Orbs. It was a very serious
ordeal.
It was
because I got the serious chocolate frog card. So.
Heck yeah!
And obviously, like Tiffany and I are fans of Star Wars, but specifically the one that did that Ottoman tweak, they had Star Wars ones. Obviously, I got the party porg. They had chocolate frogs with Leia on it and Chewie, and I was like, I really want them. Like, but I don't. Like, I don't need it. And I love the little party pork. So he's got a little party hat.
He's cute.
Yeah.
His little wings are up. He's adorable.
Yeah. Funny story. When Meg went, when we went back today, and Meg's like, you know what? I'm going to get the gay Dumbledore, meaning the rainbow one. And then she's like, wait, I guess they're both gay Dumbledore.
Indeed, they are. Yeah.
Yeah. They thought that was pretty funny.
Oh man!
And then I don't know if we talked about this on anything we've talked about, like recorded. Mm. But going back to like being four women and stuff like that, Megan was pointing out, because obviously I've never been to a convention.
Mm.
But she was like, this is the first one she's seen where they've written like what their pronouns are, like on the thing. And I'm like, that's so great, because I noticed it on mine, and I knew they had asked me.
Yeah,
yeah, I remember. You guys,
but like, I've never obviously
out.
Been or done a panel at something, so I didn't know like that wasn't the norm. And I thought that was really cool.
It's very nice.
Yeah,
it's very nice.
And you know, it's nice for people to feel included, you know, and safe.
Like, what do you want to be called?
Yeah.
Just to be asked that, you know, and then, like, have it just be displayed right there. So there's no question.
Yeah.
Hey, this is me. This is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The end, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like
that. It's very respectable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people with pronoun buttons, too.
Yes.
And I
that
saw
is
a cool sweatshirt on someone that said that it was green. And then, like, the script on it, it's a gender. And then, like, end was, like... really
yes
I saw that, and I like, I'm always a person like, I really like that, but I don't like going out to people and being like, I really like your shirt, like I struggle with that. Mm-hmm. Even though I know I should, like, they just would be like, oh thanks, you know what I mean, like I don't it's just like a nice thing to, I don't know, something I struggle with.
Hmm.
But I thought, I was like, god, I really like that, because it is, it's just a social construct.
Correct. True that.
After...
I feel like we jumped everywhere.
No,
I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
No, it's not your fault.
So after we did our little mini merch tour, we went and did our first interview.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, with Stan. So we were sitting in the press room, and we're like trying to get ready and like just like talking to each other, feeling our nerves, and then he literally just is like standing outside our press room,
yeah,
talking to probably his, what do they
his
call
handler.
I do not literally like that term handler. At all. It sounds like at a dog show.
The guy that was his handler,
yeah. That's
the
guy, what they're called, right?
Yeah, the guy that was his handler was at the ball later that night, and we were talking to him with
he was a really nice guy. I can't remember his name. I don't remember anybody's name really.
Can't they
but
just be
he
called
was a really
like
good guy.
Talent assist.
I don't know.
Something.
Something better than handler, but
I know.
Don't know.
Not my business.
Just staff.
Right.
Yeah, for real.
He was like, he was standing out there and he was just like shooting the breeze with this guy, just like waiting. And I'm like looking at him and Sarah looks at me and she was like, she like makes this face. She's like,
I don't remember making a face.
You did.
It's
you were
Grum.
Like, yeah, that
Grum.
Face.
Grum. Grum.
Let's take a moment to appreciate the fact that that man works out a lot.
He looks fantastic.
And let's really take a moment to really talk about the fact that his shirts are working hard to stay on his body, because they could have ripped in any second.
If he went even full on mini Hulk mode, it would have been gone.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Please don't. Like, hold a pen too hard because,
right?
Like, your sleeve will just rip off.
He was very nice. He was very
he
funny.
He was charming.
Very.
Yeah. Like,
he was easy to talk to.
He was.
Yeah.
And I think that what is so awesome about him is he loves talking about Crumb.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And he loves talking about Crumb and Hermione's relationship.
Yes.
And, like,
yeah.
It's just...
And he does it in such a funny way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
he's yeah.
just... Like, he knows that he's going to, like, bring a laugh when he says what he says.
He
and
knows.
It's just great.
He knows.
Yeah. Because basically we asked him, like, what house do you think Crumb would be in? He's like, Gryffindor. And then we're
he's
like,
closest
okay.
to Gryffindor.
And then he was like, he goes, well, Hermione, of course. And then we all just lost it.
Yeah.
He goes, or I'd send in a secret spy.
maybe at this moment I could input some of the audio from that. And that'll be how we incorporate it. So you guys can hear some of the interview now.
It's lovely to meet you. Okay. So our first question. We've had a big debate about Crumb as a character and if he were to go to Hogwarts. So the two houses we landed on are Hufflepuff and Slytherin. So we wanted to hear from you, which house do you think, if Crumb were to be sorted at Hogwarts, where do you think he would land?
Closest to Gryffindor as possible.
Oh! Do you have reasoning behind that
of
one?
Of course there is a reason. Crumb is after Hermione, right?
So glad you said that.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, he was very friendly, if you remember, in the Great Hall with the Slytherins. He was mm-hmm. sitting with Draco.
Right.
So I wouldn't see a reason for him not to go into Slytherin.
Okay.
But as, you know, the closer to Gryffindor, the better for him.
All right.
Or he would sneak a secret agent and, you know, make sure everything is under control.
I love it. Would you like to go next?
Sure. Okay, here you go.
Which character do you personally feel you're most like in the series? Is it Victor, or would you pick a different one?
I wouldn't pick any other character over Victor. I really like my character, but, you know, I loved Snape.
Yeah.
And the way Alan Rickman portrayed him. He was always in character, even if we weren't on set. So really loved the way he played
Nobody
Snape.
Else can do Snape.
No.
I mean, not he's, like, yeah, no.
All right, so if Victor had been included in the 19 years later scene, what would you have liked to see?
Interesting. Well, at this point, Hermione is with Ron, correct?
Right.
So that's something he wouldn't like to see.
Yeah.
But maybe she would realize what mistake she's done in her life.
I love it.
Otherwise, you know, it'd be nice for him to go to Hogwarts as a coach, you know, maybe
Ooh.
Teach them how to play some proper Quidditch.
I like it.
So, yeah, maybe that.
Cool.
What's the weirdest thing that's happened to you because of Potter?
Oh, many different. Yeah, well, both good and not so good things. Well, the best is getting away with things, you know, when people recognize you. Say at airports, you get the fast queue and you don't get asked too many questions by immigration. You know, I was once stopped, and I think that was in Chile, and I was taken straight to the police department at the airport.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, they were going to probably thrash my bags and just God knows what. And then I remember sitting outside of that police station, like, room, and those uniformed, you know, police guys come out the room, and I was sat outside on a bench like a prisoner. And they came out holding a tablet and a picture of Victor Krum, and they were like, "Oh, this is you?" And I was like, "Yes." And they were like, "Oh, very sorry, please welcome." And, you know, they were, "Have a great time in Chile, wow, wow, wow." I was like,
oh,
perfect.
I thought that was such a relief.
Well, you know, I don't have anything to worry about, mm-hmm. but it would have taken me, you know, ages to get through all the checks and explanations and all those questions. I mean, security is good to have, correct. But it's nice to get away, you know. The way it did, I was laughing my head off.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, I'm glad they checked, you know, checked internet.
So, general questions, like, what are you up to now?
Working. Well, right now I'm doing a LeakyCon, enjoying myself over
us
the weekend.
Too.
Yes, it's quite an amazing event. Having a great time here in Boston. The weather is not so good, but
no.
The rest is perfect. Otherwise, I'm working. I'm in the middle of filming an action film called Back to Back.
Cool.
We're filming in Romania currently. So,
wow.
Yes,
very
it's
cool.
Hopefully be out next year.
Yeah.
And then I have another movie to move on to, which I cannot talk much about. But it's an action film again, going to be shot in L.A. In Las Vegas.
Vegas.
So,
Vegas
yeah.
is a good time.
Vegas, yes. I cannot wait.
So,
working and just, you know, training and working
training.
Again. And
yeah. Awesome.
Okay, so our podcast, we're basically just a book club, but we solely focus on Harry Potter because we're huge nerds.
Good choice.
But do you have any, like, books that you're currently reading now that you could recommend to our listeners, or, like, any good, even, like, films or TV shows that you're, like, really into right now?
Well, I read mainly esoterics, and there is a series of books, and, you know, I've got pretty much the whole collection now. I've got agents searching for the, you know, books all around the place because some of them get taken off the shelves. And the series is called What They Hid From Us.
Okay.
So it's about where we came from, aliens, and all sorts of interesting things. So,
cool.
Yes, very
Maybe
interesting
you can
stuff.
Check out Area 51 in Nevada.
There you go.
What?
All right, so this is my most excited question to ask you, because I know how you answer these questions, so
can
it's the best.
This?
Sure.
Yeah.
So Katie and I went to the celebration of Harry Potter when you were there.
Okay.
And we thought that you were just great in like the panels. Like, you are just hilarious. And,
thank you.
And it's almost like you stay in like Crumb character, which is just, it's the best for fans, because it is, it's just great. So we appreciate it.
Thank you.
And that's where this question came from.
All right.
Here we go.
Should Victor Crumb have ended up with Hermione Granger?
Yes, Hermione Granger. Hermione Granger should have stayed with Victor Crumb and not make the mistake of her life. Yes.
That's perfect.
She would have had beautiful little Victor Crumbs and maybe a Victoria by now. So
they would have had little crumbs, you know.
Right? Yeah, little, maybe two little crumbs and a little Cremania, whatever you want to call her. A little Victoria. Hmm.
Cool.
I mean, come on, she, Ron. Seriously.
I mean, how can she give up the Bulgarian bonbon, right?
I don't know.
Come on.
If I was her, I wouldn't. I mean, they did stay in touch through writing, but his English wasn't really great, so yeah.
True.
Ron just took advantage. She was too sad and
bewitched her.
He just
love
cast
potion.
A spell, and he used Harry to, like, you know.
I love it.
She just gave in. Well, what can you do?
Well, you know.
Sad for her, you know. He's all right.
So, when you were filming, how was it being on set with everyone? Did you just have, like, an absolute blast?
Yeah.
That's what, I mean, we've talked to Chris Rankin, and he said that literally every day was just so much fun for him when he
absolutely
was
filming. Absolutely, yeah. Supreme fun, you know, just being around friends and being pampered like little gods. You know, we were blasted with cakes.
Yeah, tell me about these snacks. What did y'all have?
Well, they
to
used
eat?
To bring crates with donuts and like constantly feed us.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had costumes to wear.
Right.
And I remember my costume wasn't fitting me towards the end of the film. And I had costume department complain. But then Mike, the director, told me he wanted me to buff up and keep training. So when I couldn't fit my arms into the costume, I just blamed Mike. I was like, ah. Mike told me to keep going to the gym, you know. It's not my fault.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, we were treated really, really nicely. And, yeah, it's one of a kind.
Yeah. How often were you training?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah, I still do. Twice a day.
I love it.
I mean,
I love it.
More than before.
I'm very big into health and fitness, so.
Perfect. That's my field of.
One of your other passions.
Mastery, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
I want to add one thing. About filming, like, was it odd or weird for you to come into the middle? Because there were so many cast members that had been together for years leading up to this, and then there were all of these new cast members. Did they just like accept you with open arms, and it still felt like family, or like what was that like?
Okay, I'll be honest. It would probably be a little weird if you knew what was going on. I didn't know what. I didn't know what Harry Potter was. I hadn't read the books at the time. So, yeah, we had an introductory period where we used to get together and play different games. So that's when I got to meet everybody, you know, for the first time. I didn't know they had three films already made.
Okay.
We did have Harry Melling, who plays Dudley. I mean, played Dudley. Hopefully he will play it again soon, sometime in the future.
That'd be cool.
But... you know, I was concentrating on other things. You know,
yeah.
I was an A rugby player. You know, I was having exams coming up. I was into different things. We had Lord of the Rings also coming out at the same time. And, you know, half of my friends were like Harry Potter crazy. The other half were Lord of the Rings. And I was like,
that
give me Need
time.
For Speed. And, you know, yeah. So... once I started, you know, getting more familiar with the book and the story, I was like, yes, this is a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, I laughed when our head of drama teacher at school told me that he was gonna make me a big movie star. I was like, get a life, man. I don't even do drama, you know. I mean, relax, you got the wrong guy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it kind of happened.
There you are. Yeah.
Yeah, still, you know, fortunate enough to be working, touch wood, and, you know, developing myself in that field. So I'm really enjoying, you know, the job. And it's become a profession, a passion. And, you know, if you do what you love, you won't have one day of work in your life.
Oh, I was going to ask. We have a sign-off at the end of our podcast. Oh, yes. Would you be willing to say it for us? It's very simple.
It's just a quick line.
It's just...
What language is it in?
English.
That's all right, then. As long as it's not Japanese.
Can you say it in both?
Oh, yeah. Could you say it in both languages?
What both languages? What's the second language? You're going to ask me to say it in multiple languages.
No. Just don't let the muggles get you down.
Don't let the muggles get you down.
That's just how we end all our...
How would that sound in Bulgarian? Don't let the muggles get you down.
It does have a weird word in the
middle. What is the meaning, though? Don't let the muggles get you down.
Ron
like,
says it to Harry. So it's like, don't
let them...
Back to the Dursley's house and how, you know, it's kind of like a sad, dreary place. It's like, don't let the muggles get you down. Don't let them make you sad.
Don't let, like, the non-magic...
Yeah, so it would sound something like... something like "Не позволявайте на магалите да ви смачкат," which means "Don't allow muggles to crush you."
I love that.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I like it.
But we are wizards; we don't deal with muggles.
So then, we...
after that, we were like on a high.
We were.
It went so well, and
I
wasn't crazy nervous because I didn't plan on talking that much, and I really didn't. I only asked like one or two things. So
Each of us only asked one or two things.
I just asked like one question and maybe said something else. So wasn't crazy nervous or anything, and we did a good job. And then I don't remember what we did. Maybe we ate
after that.
It's all
and
a
then. It is, but
it's
then...
It's like the big major, the three major things that we did. And then everything else, I'm like, oh, I guess we did do that. I guess we did do that. I'm like,
grab some lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, and then right after Stan's interview, Brandy from Simply Potter came into the room because she was interviewing him next. And I am telling you, every single time Katie and I run into her, it is in the most unexpected places. And again, it was like, what are the chances that she had the interview right after us? So shout out to
she had an amazing
Simply
costume.
Potter. Yeah, she did. Yeah, she was great. The mermaid in the prefix bathroom, like the whole stained glass window. It's amazing.
We ran into her again this morning at Starbucks.
At Dunkin' Donuts. And she came up to us and she's like, I always see you in unexpected places. And I'm like, I know. I don't get it.
Different countries in the same day.
Different countries.
Like, we see her at Alnwick Castle in England and then later that evening in Edinburgh, Scotland.
That's
like,
bananas.
We literally just, like, had the same path that day. It was so bizarre. It was very weird. But and it's continuing to happen. So,
right after we ate, we had to get ready
for Lee
interview.
Yeah, we interviewed Luke.
And by
Youngblood.
Lee, I mean Luke Youngblood.
Right. And I really want to call him Uke. I don't know why.
Uke Lungblood.
I don't.
It's all right. I mean.
And he's just
great.
So funny. He's a talented guy. Like,
he's almost my height. I was noticing that in the picture. I was like, we are almost the same height. He's taller, obviously, because I'm like the short one.
But he's a tiny guy.
I mean,
he's a very tiny guy, but he's so, I think a good adjective is like spunky.
Yeah.
He lives in LA now. I didn't realize that.
And I made sure that my husband loves Gallivant, and he was in Gallivant. His character was Sid. And they canceled Gallivant, unfortunately. But I was like, I made sure that he like said Marty's name and like Marty was like, tell him to bring back Gallivant. So I was like, all right, I'll tell him for you. And
there's a
and
couple
he did
of
it.
Things that he is going to be in too. He like
animated
on Netflix that he's like, I can't tell you about.
Yeah, he's super.
One of them
about
is
them,
coming
though.
Out in November, and he can't talk to us about it.
Yeah, but you can tell like. That he was excited about what
like,
he was going to do.
And whoever was with him, I wonder if that like, was his agent or something. Because he like looked at him because I feel like he would have told us. Almost.
If he had been in the room alone. So we interviewed Stan and Stan was by himself. It was literally us and Stan in a room. It was kind of weird, but whatever. And then with Luke, like you said, it was either his friend or his agent. I assume it was his agent. I don't want to make assumptions, though, I guess. But
I don't know.
Did he give him a look? I didn't see. Did he give him a look?
It seemed like he gave him a look like, should I be able? Or maybe he could have been a friend where like, should I just do it and tell them kind of thing? You know, like I could do that. Like I would look at my friend and be like, do I want to risk it?
Yeah.
But what, I mean, like,
tell
know
us about Netflix.
Like, yeah, like whatever. Well, like project is. He's like, I'm working as if he goes, I'll tell you about the ones I can and I can't tell you about the ones I can't, you know?
Yeah.
Which is very common in that whole world. So, but he like sat around like we were friends. He touched my knee.
We did. We sat around in a little like circle together and just like had a friend.
It was a little more just like casual.
It was more relaxed.
But
And I think too though, like we were more relaxed because we had been through it before. We knew like what to expect with the, like for me, I like my anxieties. Parts of it comes from like not knowing like what even the room looks like what am I going like stepping into, are there gonna be other people there that. Like how is it gonna work, and so like going through it once I'm like, oh, all right, so now I know, and like this is how I'm gonna do better, you know what I mean?
I think too, like I think we were Stan's first interview that day, and then with Luke he was already interviewed, like we weren't
he was in the zone already,
we were all warmed up by that time so
and I can put his audio now for you to listen to
a pretty funny moment with him.
I mean, in another part too that I liked, I told them I want to start asking when we start talking to people that aren't us really. Yeah. I want to know what books they're reading, because at the end of the day, we're really just it's a lot of sugar. We're
I love it.
We are a book club, and thank you. And there's a lot of people that want book recommendations. So I want to know what you're reading. And that was cool to find out from both of them what they like to read.
So we asked our listeners to send us in questions just so that you know where they're coming from. But first off, we need to know what house you are. What Hogwarts house are you?
I am, believe it or not, actually a Gryffindor. Agreed. The real Tiffany. I'm a Gryffindor, and I was not surprised. I was kind of like wishing for it, really. So I feel like I kind of did some real Harry Potter magic. Please, Gryffindor. And I was like, oh, Gryffindor. And I feel like I'm a Gryffindor in real life as well. You know? Like, it's like winning and...
Really and nice. Being recognized for it.
Yeah. Well, you know, credit where credit's due.
I was like, you're a Gryffindor because you just really like trophies and stuff.
That was Mike from Potterless.
Someone's going to reward you for your hard work. Why turn it down?
Right. See, now my experience with the sorting, when it first came out, this was like, I don't know, I want to say I was maybe like 20 when it came out, 19. Mm-hmm. And I tried to get Gryffindor. And was given Slytherin. And I'm like, oh.
That's why.
It knew. It knew. So, yeah.
Isn't that a little bit scary, though?
Right. You Slytherins. All right. So, which character are you most like in the series? Is it your own or another?
It's a very good question. I do feel like I'm very much so like Lee. Just energetically and Jordan. like playing pranks and things like that, which is what myself, James and Oliver, who played Fred and George, did on set. I think I'd say Lee, the character that I like the most, is Professor Umbridge.
Unpopular
she's
opinion.
So evil and annoying. She's just great to watch, and like, what is she really gonna do next? But I like to think that I'm not like her in the slightest.
You can appreciate a good villain,
right?
But she's like a pure villain. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She gets no. I'm sorry. I probably should do this.
I said she is a pure villain. She gets no redemption, and I like that about her because she is unapologetically evil.
Right.
And if I were an actress and wanted to play a role, that would be like the ultimate, because you could just really just
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love that.
Playing evil is a lot of fun.
Sure.
I saw the new Downton Abbey movie, and Imelda Staunton is in it. So weird to see her play a good person. I was like,
something doesn't feel right.
I know. I'm like, this isn't right.
Okay, let's go to the next one. So if your character had been included in the 19 years later scene, what would you have liked to have seen from Lee?
I would have liked to have seen my dreads down to here.
Okay.
Little gray, like a few wisps of gray running through. Or even like maybe I'd be a silver fox. Who knows?
Hey.
But I would have liked to have seen him just still friends with Fred and George, and kind of like that friendship had remained.
That crew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be important for me. Yeah.
That's good. All right.
Sarah, say what you want to say.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're thinking.
What? Just oh, that. George. Yeah, because Fred's dead.
Oh, my sorry. God, you're right. Oh, I'm terrible.
No, listen, I didn't want to.
I wasn't going to say it. Like,
yeah. Oh, gosh. I completely blocked that out of my mind.
That's okay.
So
I would
devastating.
Too. I would too. If my best friend died, I would block it out.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
I would have a little. You could have a little stick friend.
It's fine. That was off the record, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. None of this. No, keep it. It's fine.
So my question is.
That is so sad.
I know. I also bring up when a lot of people die, so I tend to be the one that.
We say pour one out.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. So we'll pour one out for Fred and all the other people that have dead.
Gosh.
Died. If you take everything away from our podcast, we're basically just like a book club because we're rereading the books. So I want to know, is there anything that you're reading now or like a favorite book of yours? It doesn't have to be Harry Potter or anything.
I am reading a few different books at the moment. Just like, kind of like dipping in and out. But one that I'm particularly enjoying is called A New Earth. Okay. And it's by a guy called Eckhart Tolle. And it's just basically about, it's going to sound really boring, but I'm learning a lot, completely removing ego from your life, like as much as possible. And a friend had recommended it to me. I can't think why. but it's a very, very interesting read. And Oprah also, yes, she's behind the book as well. Ooh. And it's just fascinating learning.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm reading at the moment.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah.
Yeah. She's great.
Okay. This is a fun one. What is the weirdest thing that's happened to you because of the Potter fandom?
The weirdest thing. Let me wreck my brain.
Like Stan, we got to talk to Stan a little bit ago, and he told us that he was let go through. He was detained in Chile. They just like got him at customs or something, and then they looked on Google and realized who he was, and they let him go. He didn't do anything wrong. It was just like customs interrogating him for whatever reason, and they're like, "Oh, you're Victor Crumb. Enjoy our country. Thank you so much."
Wait, maybe I need to start like name dropping a little bit. I mean, it did work when the police pulled me over one time. I was like, "Yeah, I've been in a few movies," and he was, oh god, he was so cocky. He's like, "Oh really? What kind of, you know, what?" Because he's asked what I did. I was like, "I'm an actor." "Oh really? Have you been in any movies or anything?" I was like, "Oh yeah, like a few." And he's like, "Anything that I would have seen?" And I was like, some Harry Potter movie, and he's like, "Oh, like, yeah, it's just, you know," and then it was fine. I mean, yeah, it's okay, but thankfully, but it was besides that, I'm just always so surprised and amazed at how involved the fans are and how much they know and how dedicated they are, and that when they meet people who have been in the movies, that it really is such a just a huge, huge thing for them. And it's so, so lovely to see that the work that, you know, we've been a part of and that we've done has touched so many people in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. And that's the really nice part of this job. Kind of makes it worthwhile, actually.
Yeah.
You kind of get that feedback.
So do you think that Lee Jordan would have gone to work with Fred and George, or just George, after school? Or would you have wanted him to be like a Quidditch commentator for professional teams?
Ooh, I feel like he would have done both.
I like that, yeah.
You know, like when the when the Quidditch World Cup comes around, he'd be like the UK representative. And then in his spare time or like regular work life, I feel that he would have continued to build the empire with just George. And yeah, I think that he really would have done both.
I like that.
Okay, this is not Harry Potter related, but this is for my husband.
Lay it on me.
Okay, so my husband really loved Gallivant.
Oh, so good.
I also really loved Gallivant. So if you could say hi to him, his name is Marty.
Hi, Marty. This is Sid. Luke Youngblood. Saying hello to you. Thanks for watching, by the way.
So I told him who we were interviewing, and he had no idea who Stan was because he's not into Potter. And then I told him about you, and he's like, wait a minute. He goes, I know who that is. And he goes, tell him to bring it back.
I've tried. So many people ask me all the time. They're like, can it just be a movie? Can it be a...
Just...
And I would love for them to do that. I don't know if it will ever happen. Mm-hmm. There was talks about it potentially being turned into a Broadway musical of some sort, which I think would be really great. I don't think any of us would be asked back because we'd be like 50 by then. But I think it would be a really great show. And all the songs are there. And I mean, Alan Menken and Glenn Slater already are just like geniuses. And Dan too is. Yeah, they should do that.
Let's
make that happen.
So he told me to tell you that. So, you know.
Okay, Marty, it's gonna happen.
Oh, he's gonna love that. I don't know. What was it like just being on set? You know, you did it for so long.
Yeah, it was. It was really surprising. I spoke about this earlier a little bit at the panel. Going into it, none of us realized how big it was going to be and how influential. It was going to be on the world. And it always blows my mind to think how many languages all of us have been dubbed in, and how many people have seen us on screen just in countries that we never even, you know, usually think about.
Mm-hmm.
And also it being so English, to think that it's had such a, you know, massive impact, and just the beauty of the UK being like shown in such a lovely way and on a grand scale is pretty amazing. And also telling a story that is complete fantasy, but it also being something that so many people can relate to.
So many life lessons within Potter. And I honestly, like, there was like a study done that somebody said, like, the best people are fans of Harry Potter because of so many lessons that it teaches you. And I think the number one lesson that I love that it's coming across now is acceptance of people who are unlike you.
Yes.
And I love that so much. I think that's such a huge deal.
It is. And inclusivity and everybody, even though some people might look the same, everybody is so different anyway, and everyone has their own story.
Mm-hmm.
And just being proud of that and kind of like living your life as who you are.
Yeah.
And that, Harry Potter's been able to do that for so many people, which is, it's just so lovely. Really, and it's necessary too.
Yeah. And it's like, I teach first grade, and it is like, it has never died down.
I know. That's what's so surprising. This is like 20 years later.
Yes.
And you know, we're still talking about this. And the weird thing is that it doesn't, at least to me, it doesn't get boring.
No.
And it's nice to see new generations come in and see it for the first time and also be taken with the magic. And you just see the spark, that sparkle in their eye. And even adult people who have never read the books or seen the movies, when they watch it, they're like, oh, it's actually... kind of good. We're talking about it's until they remake them, if they ever do. You don't want that to happen.
We'll be much older,
and it'll probably be in a completely different vein. Like, you'll probably be immersed into the story as Harry or something. But until that happens, I feel that people are still going to receive them with just such wonder. And that's really cool.
Yeah, it is. You have anything to add?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
What are you doing now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What are?
I mean, yell that across the room.
What are you up to?
I'm working on a few different voiceover projects at present. All of them are animated series.
Are they secret?
Most of them are. I'll tell you about the ones that I can talk about.
Okay.
One of them is a show called Do Re and Me, which is going to be on Amazon.
Okay.
It's a preschool show, maybe.
I watch a lot of Amazon, so I see commercials.
Mm-hmm. It's going to come out at the end of next year.
Okay.
December 2020, because these things take a million years to animate. And it's a preschool show. We teach children about music, because music education is just being taken out of so many schools.
Yes, and it is.
It's one of those things I think you don't really think about that much, but music influences everybody's lives in mostly a positive positive way. And to think that that's going to be removed is scary. So we're trying to do that through our show. And that's myself, Jackie Tone, who's one of the creators. She's on a show called Glow. Mm-hmm. And Kristen Bell, us three are the leads of that show.
How fun.
So that one's cool. I did a few episodes of a show called Loud House, which is on Nickelodeon.
I was like, I've heard of that. Yeah.
That's a fun one. The others I cannot say. I will tell you that one is going to come out next month, the end of next month, on Netflix.
On Netflix.
And another one's going to be Q1 or Q2 of 2020, and that's also going to be on Netflix. And I'm doing two video games. One has just been announced, and we haven't yet, so it could be any number of games. But a lot of the things that I am currently working on are part of existing franchises.
Ooh.
So that is all I will say.
That is exciting. That. We won't pressure you.
Coming out, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is awesome. Thank you so much for meeting with us.
Thank you.
We do have a request.
Go on.
So we sign off our podcast every episode by saying, "Don't let the muggles get you down." Could you say that for us?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I just want to let everyone know out there, don't let the muggles get you down.
Oh, it was so good. Thank you.
May we have a picture with
Absolutely,
you?
Absolutely, yes.
Awesome. And then what else do we do? More shopping. That's actually when we did our
That's
shopping.
That's when we did a lot of shopping.
After that,
we went
back
around.
Ventured around.
Shopped.
Oh, my God. We bought so many pins. It was
Here's
just
the
all
thing.
Pins.
I can't wait to shop again.
Yeah, same.
What did I buy yesterday? I feel like I've spent $1,000 on food alone.
I know.
Yeah. And I haven't even eaten that much.
I know.
Yeah.
Food's pricey
and not it's not the con's fault, but it's like, I wish there, I don't know. The turkey wrap.
It would have been really great if they could have like had vendors come in with food and like have themed
food.
Give me
some
and, like,
food trucks. Give me some local stinkin' eats. I don't want to eat chicken tenders from just like
bring
a frozen
box. Yeah, bring in local Boston places that would be into, like, you know, I'm thinking like Wizardly World of Kent, you know? Like,
there's not even any Boston cream pies here. What am I supposed to do
about
that?
What about Boston baked beans?
Give me some baked beans.
They pulled in a ton of people from Kent and like they changed their menus to like make it fit the theme, and like that would have been super cool, but it is what it is.
Would it have been super cool or would it have been super cool?
That one.
Okay.
Yeah.
But after we record this, Megan and Katie are gonna go do something fun, and I think I'm gonna do a little bit of shopping. So we walked back, and then not too long later, everybody else came back and we ate and we talked and we podcasted, actually.
About Salem.
Podcast about Salem. And then we got ready for the ball.
AKA,
Little Mice made my outfit.
I put a sweatshirt on, and it was great.
Yeah, I changed my shirt into a tank top.
I put on some deodorant, brushed my hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brushed my teeth. Because
I figured it was going to be hot in there, like a high school dance is hot, and you, like, melt, you know what I mean?
It was pretty warm in there.
Megan was regretting wearing a sweatshirt.
I was.
Oh, immediately.
But you look so cute, and we matched.
I know, thank you.
But we had a good night. We walked in, and we immediately met Tubes from Potterless.
Yeah, so we finally got to meet him in person.
Super nice, obviously. He's a funny guy.
Like, just in general, just his mannerisms. He literally, and I'll tell this to his face, too, he reminds me of a cartoon character.
He just has a lot of energy.
Yeah. Very energetic.
I love it. Amazing. I wish I had a quarter of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We could all use it right now.
Correct.
We'll intersperse the quarter between all four of us. We'll each get a, what is that?
A quarter. Six,
16th.
But, and then we immediately met some listeners. They were great.
Yeah, we met a bunch of listeners.
Had some whiskey.
Goodness gracious, our night. It was just.
It's such an odd experience because.
It's weird because we're at a convention and you are there to have fun and let loose. But we're also here as presenters and want to network and all of that kind of stuff. So it's a fine line of wanting to stay professional and letting loose. And Megan had too much wine.
I didn't know you were going to just volunteer that.
But to be fair,
we all had. Well,
I looked
for
at Katie when we got home.
Beverages.
When we got back to the Airbnb, I looked at her and I was like, I wasn't embarrassing, was I? And she's like, no, I wouldn't say you were embarrassing. You were just funny. And I'm like, okay, I can handle that.
You said that this morning.
Oh, was that?
Oh, Lord. No. So we're there. It's fun. They've got cash bars for the 21s and over friends. And, yeah, so...
Just playing jams.
We got to have...
Yeah.
Would we call them jams?
Okay, well, so we
all
agreed.
Was a little bit disappointing.
We all agreed. Correct artists, wrong songs by those artists.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Like,
yeah.
They picked good songs, but they weren't, like, dancing songs.
Right.
Yeah.
Minus, like, Journey. Like, you gotta play that.
I wouldn't dance at
play
this
that
anyway,
at the, like,
but
the
I'm
end.
Not a dancer, you know?
Right. But yeah. I didn't know this LeakyCon tradition. Apparently, they always end the night with Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah.
And it's a big thing.
It was awesome.
Like,
yeah.
later that night when we saw Chris Rankin again, he had, like, glitter in his hair from
it.
Oh, my
gosh.
It was awesome.
And he was wearing a jumpsuit, which was just fabulous.
Oh,
he looked
nice.
So
he looked
good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But I had no idea. Like, it was really cool to come here and learn these traditions like that. And then, like, these
ribbons
that you get. Which we were late to the board, and we're going to totally do next year. But, like, I have my lanyard on, and it literally looks like this rainbow scarf hanging down. It's the best.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I'm pretty sure that Chris Rankin is actually on stage right now
judging
the costume.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's with a newt. There's a newt.
Oh, is that the newt that won at Celebration of Harry Potter?
Looks good.
It
even
looks
the way
really
he's standing
good.
Looks like me.
I think
know.
That's him. He won the costume contest in Orlando.
He looks good. So, what do I... We...
Well,
we just hung out and we just chatted. And then our friends from Hogwarts Radio were there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we
so we got to
them.
Hang out with them for a long time, which was really, really great.
Shout out to them.
Honestly.
I had great conversations with all of them.
Bailey, I told Sarah that Gretchen's my spirit animal.
Bailey, Gretchen.
They're great.
Luke.
Terrence
was hilarious yesterday.
Terrence, oh my boy. You were having a good time. it was
and poor Terrence too. So he was on our podcast. He has no voice.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
And
like,
he lost his voice.
We were talking about it. He would have probably said a lot more, but I'm like, he just didn't have a voice to like use
to do it.
So we had we had a good time. It was all funny games and
it was a lot. It was a lot of fun.
It was such a fun time though.
Yeah, go ahead.
We just got a message. So we had a group going about our panel from yesterday.
Yeah.
Pre-LeakyCon about Credence and everything. So Gretchen just says, you know what's hilarious? We still don't have any answers about Credence at the next Leaky. So nice meeting you all this week and hope your panel's been awesome.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. She's the greatest.
Because it still won't be out by that point.
It's not going to be out by
next
summer.
So we could do a whole other
one. Do another one.
Because maybe by that time
love
we could even do... Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah, we could talk about the trailer.
I hope there will be a trailer.
That's one of my favorite things to do is speculate, do trailer stuff.
Yeah.
I'm excited. We have to talk about like Star Wars and stuff. And then the new show's coming out in a month.
Mandalorian's coming.
Less than a month.
What
times.
Happened after that? They sang the song. They like confetti flew out. Everybody was like, one more time. So they did the whole song again. And then like other people that didn't get on stage the first time got on. And once it was over, everybody like filed out. Blaise Zambini character. What's his real name?
Louis Cordyce.
He was here with his.
I didn't see him.
Friend. He was hanging out with Luke Youngblood. He was hanging out with Luke Youngblood Luke Youngblood's agent friend, whoever he was, who was with him. It was the three of them.
You didn't know that was him?
No, but
now I do. He and I made eye contact, and I was like,
and it was.
I looked at him, and I was like, we made eye contact, and it
same,
hung
and
for
I was
a
like,
second
do
in
I
the
say
air,
hi?
And I was like, you look familiar to me, but I don't think I know you. And I was like, oh well, whoops. Sorry. I didn't get to say
he's
anything
good-looking
to him.
Bloke.
Oh yeah, he's very good looking. And then they came out. We said bye to Chris and Nessa and
headed back to the Airbnb.
We also got to meet Micah from MuggleCast.
We did. Yeah. Yep.
He said hi.
Yeah.
So he was nice.
Chatted with him for a second.
I think that's really all that we, those are all the people we talked to that night. Yeah. I tried to say hi to Luke Youngblood and he was in his own world.
Yeah. I was like, hey, I peeped around Megan and was like, hey friend. And he was literally singing a song and I think he was dead to the world.
He was just in the zone.
And his friend looked at me and smiled. And then, Blaze, I'm just going to call him Blaze cause I don't know his name. And I literally can't remember. Lewis looked at me and smiled too. Cause like, they were like, yeah, he ignored you because this is what he does.
Yeah,
but no, it was great. It was great. Yeah. It was a good time. It was cool to see them in a chill, not on a stage environment. So that was cool. That was the
part about being
a
VIP. Also, like weird in a sense of like, how am I here and talking to you? Like the whole day, right. Like how am I here? And,
it's
like, how
just
am
kind
I, like,
of like a surreal experience to be at LeakyCon, to be and honest, then, like, because you're put into a situation where you're in a comfortable space such as a con that has people that have all the same likes and loves that you do, but you also are just like in that space with the actors.
Yeah And sometimes they're just hanging out
and they're just chill.
It's also crazy to think,
it really
like
makes you realize they're just humans.
It's been great to be able to network and, you know, we can only... Oh, my gosh, that's their costume. Sorry, they're Puppet Pals.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I
saw them.
Oh, I saw them.
We have, like, a really cool
the cosplay
view of the main stage.
The cosplay contest is going on right now.
Ron and Harry are on stage.
From Potter Puppet Pals.
As the Puppet Pals, yeah.
Yeah, it's just great to even get, like, hear... meet people and hear people and see what everyone else is doing and be able to sit and, like... watch other live podcasts. Like we sat and we watched Potterless yesterday with Chris Rankin up on stage.
Hilarious.
So funny.
Good.
We totally forgot about that too when we were going through a thing.
We did.
We watched Potterless live.
That's what we did in between the interviews.
That is
what we did in between the interviews.
It was great.
It's just like everything, it's just been really cool to see it. And you know, even brainstorm like if hopefully they'll allow us to be on another panel next year, because but no matter what, like we're going to be at LeakyCon. So we're going to be hopefully working it and doing a panel or two or anything.
Maybe have a merch booth with a couple other podcasts.
Yeah. I literally love LeakyCon.
It's amazing.
It's great. I told Meg, I was like, this is what we've been missing with Celebration of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But it's like, even... It's
bigger.
Form.
It's like Celebration of Harry Potter is different because a lot of it was focused on the theme park, which is amazing and great.
Yeah.
But with this, it's like more about the community.
And
I think that is what most people thrive the most in when it comes to the Harry Potter fandom, is the community that it's created and the community that... that is around you. So like Celebration was great because you got the community and the theme parks. But this is like more so community, and it just feels good.
It's going to sound weird, but LeakyCon feels more immersive.
It does, which is weird because you would think that like it's being in Universal would be immersive, but it's almost too overwhelming. And this is like, you get that feel, that immersive feel, but it's not as overwhelming as Celebration was.
You can't touch certain parts in Celebration, like I'm not saying tangibly, but here it's like I feel like I can experience everything.
Well, and the panels here touch on so many more topics than they would ever talk about at Celebration of Harry Potter, because they would only allow panels from like celebrities or like big name people, which is amazing to hear. But it's also amazing to hear the little podcast from Ohio or the little podcast from wherever it's from,
or
and
like
hear them talk about different topics. Like hearing them talk about people of color in the Harry Potter series and the LGBTQ community in the Harry Potter series. Like, you wouldn't get those types of panels at Celebration, and you get a ton of them here. So it's refreshing and it's nice.
Another thing I really enjoy is obviously I like Harry Potter and all this stuff, but with the merch,
really.
Obviously.
Oh my God.
I also like, I like that they also have like some of the booths that are, they're just so freaking creative, but they also have like little interspersed of other nerd stuff.
Oh yeah.
So it's like 95% Harry Potter with like
a little bit of everything else mixed in, which, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like
a little bit of Star Wars, a little bit of Doctor Who.
Doctor Who. Yeah. They have like Hamlet. The one booth had Hamilton stuff, Dear Evan Hansen
Gilmore
stuff.
Gilmore Girls,
you know? So you get a little bit of, you just get just a touch of everything else. And I appreciate that. And I like it. Like it a lot. Ooh, and there was a cool booth that we got really excited for. And you guys talked to them, right? The one that it's an Etsy shop, and all they do is like crossover houses. So, because I remember walking by, I'm like, what the heck is all this stuff? I'm like, all those are the wrong color.
Did you get a picture?
So it's like she makes like a Gryffindor or a Gryffindor crest. So it's like Gryffindor
and she sells
and
scarves.
She sells scarves. She sells ties,
t-shirts
with like, you know, all the stuff that's like, you know, a Slytherpuff, Ravenpuff, all of that stuff. You know, it's super cool.
Crest Crossed.
Oh, that's a good name.
That's a great name. And her Etsy shop is just called Crest Crossed. Etsy.com/shop/Crest Crossed.
We bought a little, well, I don't know. Did we or did you guys?
I bought it because she was cash only. But it was, it's a combination of all four of the houses and it just says United. And I thought it was perfect for us because that's exactly what we are. And
put it on a wall.
And like her general message was just like so great. It wasn't just like uniting the houses. It was literally just like uniting as different people who
by society
coming together, you feed off of each other and become a person.
And she said society makes you fit enough boxes. You shouldn't have to fit a box for your Hogwarts house either.
Yeah.
And she was like, this was my
Megan.
Way of breaking into that.
I'm a Hufflepuff.
you know what? Just be a stinking Hufflepuff. It's my second house.
I'm super embracing my second house as Ravenclaw. I dig it.
That shirt, those shirts need to come out, and you can just use your designs for the houses, the animals that you already did, and just figure out a text for it's my second house, and boom, right there.
Dig it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So that was all about our first day experiencing LeakyCon, and we'll come back to you with another episode about our second day.
LeakyCon. Is it cool? Yes, it is. Watch out. We'll see you next year.
So that concludes this bonus episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.